It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has ordered all restaurants and bars in Colorado to stop serving customers in-house for at least the next 30 days. Restaurants can fill takeout and delivery orders. Casinos, gyms, and other places where people gather will also close. The order takes effect at 8 o'clock this morning. The governor says he understands the closures may cause some frustration.
They may be an inconvenience to you if you're a customer. Imagine how difficult they are for the workers and the owners of those facilities.
The shutdowns are the latest in increasingly sweeping moves to try to slow the spread of coronavirus. Polis says the outbreak in the U.S. is roughly 2 weeks behind the one in Italy, and that these steps are necessary to prevent the U.S. healthcare system from being overwhelmed. Officials in Gunnison County have put in place more extensive restrictions to public life there. On Monday, Public Health Director Joni Reynolds released an order prohibiting groups of 10 or more people from gathering in public places. The order applies to bars, restaurants, child care centers, and other sites. It applies to hotels, motels, and public transportation and runs at least through April 8th. The order leaves out grocery stores, gas stations, and discount department stores like Walmart's. Colorado is in the top 10 states in the U.S. for job growth, according to the latest U.S. employment numbers, but that could change soon. The economic effects of COVID-19 won't be understood until April, when the numbers for March come out. Ryan Gedney is an economist with the state. He says the industries most likely to see a hit will be restaurants and tourism.
I do want to mention this could be a temporary contraction in services if it gets to that, given how long the outbreak lasts for. And there's still a lot of uncertainty, I think.
Gedney says there will be a better picture of the economic impact when people begin applying for unemployment benefits. It's a cloudy day for Denver and Colorado Springs, and the forecast has snow for the end of the week on Thursday and Friday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.